The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.
Today on the God Pod.
Remember in Independence Day when they discovered how to bring those sons of bitches down?
Right.
And they got immediately, they got them the fucking Morse code device and sent it around the world. And they brought those sons of bitches down. In real life, they're like, fuck you, pay me.
Yeah. And in real life, Randy Quaid's the last person you want to tell this information to.
He's the last person you want, right. You know, in the cockpit of a F-22 fighter jet. We got to get Buddha. There's so many Buddhas, though. There's the chubby one that's got a big smile on him that you see at the restaurant.
I just want to ask him, what's so funny?
What do you know that we don't about the food?
Exactly. And I hope it's one. I hope it's the most amazing joke ever, because he's been laughing forever about something. Stevie Wonder isn't blind.
How dare you malign Mr. Wonder?
How epic would it be if Stevie Wonder came out on his deathbed and just said, you know, his final words were, I'm not blind.
Right.
The wonder of it all, I could see the whole time.
I want his last words to be, Moses was right.
Welcome to the God Pod. I'm your host of hosts, the good Lord with the most. You get it. I'm God, okay? Fine, let's move on. Hey, Moses, what's up?
Oh, hello. Hello, hello. How are
Shalom.
You?
Shalom.
I like to mix it up a little. You know, sometimes it's oi to the vey. Today it's just hello, hello, hello. How are you?
Shalom, Moses.
Shalom. Shalom.
Shalom, Jesus.
Hello, 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 and happy Hanukkah, Moses.
Yes, thank you. I was waiting for someone to say it.
Whoa, has that begun already?
Yeah.
Changes every year.
It's different every year.
This feels like an early one.
It is November 28th to December 6th. Good old Hanukkah.
Right, follows wow. Right after Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
This one.
Yeah.
Right.
No break.
Wow. Okay. It's hard for me to keep up with it. You know, I have a lot of responsibilities.
Sure.
And I'm sorry about that. So are you excited? How many nights are we in already?
When is this coming out? I think we're a couple, two or three days in. I think we're two or three days in.
All right. What have you gotten so far?
I've gotten a.
Hold on. Note to my past self. God, get Moses something for Hanukkah.
Well, that's very sweet of you.
Remember in like Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure?
Right.
They kept giving notes to themselves.
I got a Jackie Mason cassette.
Oh, I love that for you.
Yeah, Jackie Mason, I think he's the king of comedy.
Yeah. I mean, he recently joined us up here in heaven.
Right, right.
Right. He's headlining.
And I love cashews. I got some cashews.
Oh, some cashews?
Yeah. So far, it's pretty good for me. I got cashews, Jackie Mason. What more do you want?
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty good. How do you feel about a nice pair of socks?
There's nothing better.
Mm-hmm. How about, you know what? You know what could be good for you for winter in heaven?
What's that?
Long johns.
I'll tell you. I'm not kidding. From
Mack Weldon.
There you go. That just gave me goosebumps. That just gave me goosebumps. I'm serious. I'm very excited.
I think Jesus could. Long johns for everyone. I'm matching sets.
Just you painting Sounds that picture good. Of me being able to slip on some long johns with my cashews and Jackie Mason cassette and maybe some milk. You just gave me goosebumps.
Nuts roasting on an open. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's exciting. So let's talk about the Thanksgiving party.
Yes.
That we just had last week. I mean, actually, we've had like a whole week off. It's crazy. I'm almost feeling like sane again.
Oh, good.
But now here we are. It's time for me to Let it all hang out.
We'll talk about the news and you're going to feel insane again.
Yeah.
But yeah, the party was a great time.
Yeah.
As always.
Yeah.
So many people showed up. I think we had a record number of people join live. So that was fun.
It was fun. There was a little bit of chaos at times.
Mm-hmm.
A few people were drunk. It was just like, tensions were high also, I would say.
Right.
Because it's Thanksgiving.
Right.
And who doesn't have, PTSD in America from Thanksgiving at this point? You've all had that Thanksgiving where the shit went down.
Right. Our Thanksgiving dinner was just like any other one.
This was, just like that. But I would like to formally announce here and now that here on the God Pod, I will be personally moderating the next party because I've been leaving that up to you, Jesus, and that's just because I'm lazy. But, Jesus, you're a kind heart. You're a merciful soul. And you're like, should I really smite this person? What would God think? And I'm just going to do it.
If
someone's being rowdy, I'm just going to move into the audience. If someone, is being nasty in chat, you're out of the party, okay? It's called being a good bouncer. And just like in real life, just like in the world, sometimes we struggle with controlling the chaos.
Said.
Yeah. And I formally pledge to do a better job at smiting and controlling the chaos. And I think we're just gonna have like one human at a time. We'll talk to one guest at a time for a couple minutes. We'll send them back to the audience.
And they can still participate in the chat if they want, in the text chat.
Yeah, and if any panel members are too drunk, they can go to the audience. And I'm also going to prepare more of an outline. So we'll do like a regular God Pod show is my point.
It's great because you're going to have some mistakes. So you got to go through a few of these to kind of
you got to work out the kinks.
Right,
we're in a rookie season here. Okay.
Exactly.
Ease up. But so we'll have like an official conspiracy corner time. what it is? Everybody just wants to talk about whatever they want to talk about all the time. No, I am your train conductor. You want to ask questions, this is the time. You want to talk about conspiracy, that's the time.
Right.
So on and so forth. And we'll talk about the news and get everybody nice and lathered up just in time for Christmas. And we've decided it's going to be on Tuesday night, December 14th, from 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Link to get tickets is in the description of this episode, or go to thegodpodcast.com. Or become a patron. You can always become a patron. You get automatic access. But anyway.
Every month.
Should we have a secret Santa for this episode?
Oh,
what does that
mean?
Oh, yeah. We should get Santa back.
Yeah. But a gift giving, secret Santa gift, around for the group here.
Oh.
And reveal it on the actual live show.
Ooh, I love that idea.
Yeah. I think we should do
Me
that.
Me too.
Secret Santa just amongst the cast here.
Right. And just reveal on live, who gets what and all that.
Okay. What is our price range that we're thinking here?
Ooh.
$20.
I mean, you're asking a Jew. I mean, do you want to go that low?
He's going to say $5.
Anything on clearance?
I thought you love cash Jews.
We write that down. We write that down there. TM God.
Yeah, that's a good word. That's a good word, please.
I think $20 is reasonable.
I think that's good. I think that's good.
Yeah.
Okay. And can I just say this right now to the cast members and whoever else? Don't get a gift card. Get a little creative.
Yes.
I mean, I get those every year. I'm like, hey, thanks, I appreciate it, but come on, think about it for a little bit.
Damn,
that's
it.
Great.
Yeah, they're so boring. Be thoughtful, please.
Whoa.
Make it a personalized gift, something that reflects the recipient.
Like a $20 dildo. But so, how do we decide who
clean, please?
Who gets who?
We draw names out of a hat.
Yes.
Okay.
Or the website elfster.com. You can make a Secret Santa list there. And,
all right.
There you go.
They're not sponsoring us, but whatever.
No.
The God Pod is the best and most important podcast in the universe. Make sure to follow us on your favorite podcasting app and listen to every episode. The power of Christ compels you.
Yeah.
Thou shalt also give us 5 stars and write us a review. Why? Because we'll read your review on air.
Yeah.
Oh, and also tell your friends, damn it. Oh, so, before we read the reviews, I forgot to mention Mary Magdalene couldn't be here today.
Yeah.
Because she's got the sniffles. So feel better, Mary. It's going to be just a bro fest here without you.
She partied too hard at the God Pod party.
Still a bad bitch with the sniffles.
Too much Thanksgiving party. Exactly. Who wants to read this first one?
This is a long one.
All right, I'll read
here
it.
Here we go.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
You want to
go
split
ahead.
It up? You just read as much as
sure,
you want
yeah.
and then pass the baton.
Yes, yes. Popcorn, as we've said before on the show. All right, this review is from Chris. He gives us 5 stars. Is Facebook the great Satan? I think not. It casted the light of the great Jesus, G-E-E-Z, space U-S, and God via notification. Oh, Lord, thank you. Initially, I listened with great doubt in my faith. Praise you, Lord, for setting me straight with peak performance-enhancing comedy. The Holy Spirit fills my vessel when you deity team freestyles.
I think that meant to be Holy Spirit.
Yeah, but I wanted to read it how it says, because it's the Christmas season. Holly,
sure, sure,
makes
sure.
sense. Holly
got
jolly.
It, got it.
Mary is the bleep and doesn't need to chill.
Damn right.
Popcorn.
On a side note, will Howard Stern go to heaven since a bit of what is that?
Tangential.
Howard refs in the force. Do I read that as it was written. I have no idea what that means. Want to take your divine game up a notch? Rotate deities: Buddha, Indian gods, country, Muhammad, peace be upon him, Egyptians, Native American, Afro-American, Greek, outside of Zeus, etc. How about a deity contest? Deity WrestleMania, Hunger/Squid deity games, God Olympics. Lastly, are you succession planning your rule over the multiverse? Is Jesus your Connor Roy? Succession. Watch it on HBO Go. Or might you be eyeing an unknown? Man, that's a lot.
Interesting review.
That is a lot.
That is a lot. Thank you for that review, Chris. So many things to dig into here.
Yeah, good luck with this.
Thank you for the praise. The Howard Stern references, I know Psyche's a huge fan.
As am I.
Take my divine game up a notch by rotating deities. What would happen to me? You know, you step out of the throne for 1 second and give it up to another god, you're going to have to fight to get that shit back. I mean, come on now. They can start their own podcast, but anyway, we'll work on getting more people as guests. Don't you worry about that. Buddha is a definite. We got to get Buddha. There's so many Buddhas, though. There's, like, the laughing Buddha, and then there's the real one. Which one do they want?
I mean, that's a great question.
There's the chubby one that's got a big smile on him, on his face, that you see at the restaurant. There's that one.
The restaurant.
You know.
This is a comedy podcast, so maybe we want that one.
Yeah, and I want to ask him, because I always see him at, you know, restaurants and whatnot. I just want to ask him, what's so funny? And maybe he'll tell. It's the only question
you
need to ask him.
What do you know that we don't about the food?
Exactly. And I hope it's I hope it's the most amazing joke ever, because he's been laughing forever about something.
It just makes you want to smile. It's a beautiful image.
Yeah.
How about a deity contest such as WrestleMania? I don't think we can use that term. I mean, that's trademarked.
Trademarked.
Yeah.
We're going to come up with our own mania. Deity mania. Hunger/Squid deity games. You trying to get me killed? I watch Squid Games. I don't want no part of that. Jesus, you go ahead.
Again?
God Olympics, even that is like, why should I go through all the training to do and trouble to do the God Olympics?
I mean, you're already God. It's not like, I have to step it up a notch. Nah, you really don't. You're already there.
I'm not going to
win gold every day.
Yeah, what do you win if you win the gold? You win the,
bragging rights?
Authority of heaven, power of attorney over me. What do you win? Why would I even play? Power is not seated. You want to be God? Come and take it, motherfuckers. Okay. As far as succession, Jesus is not my Connor Roy. That is insulting to Jesus. Right, Jesus?
I agree.
Come on. Come on.
And I know what you're going to say. You're going to call me Kendall. And that's insulting, too.
What?
That guy's a joke.
What?
He's a joke. He's a mess.
Oh, yeah? Who are you? Shiv?
Yeah, I'm Shiv. I've got it together.
You got a nice ass.
And no matter how much I try, I can't get power. I can't get any attention from my father. So.
And you do make a lot of squinty face all the time. Like, squinty, squinty, squinty.
And great hair. Yeah.
And everybody can't stop talking about your badonkadonk on Twitter. But, okay, I see that. Who would Moses be in this equation?
I've never seen this show, so I don't know.
I know. That's what makes it funnier for me and Jesus.
Maybe he's Connor.
Oh, wow. He just dissed the shit out of
you. Should I say, like, how dare you? Is that bad?
Yeah.
Damn it, how dare you?
I don't know.
He's okay. He's
all right. He doesn't really. He's more like Carl, you know, one of the older executives that's just been
there. Right.
Carl sounds more like a Jewish name. I'll go with that. I guess that's good. Connor, I'm not Irish, so there you go.
There's your answer. Well, thanks for the review. And if you want us to read your review, go leave one.
Thanks for the review / book. I'm kidding.
Definitely one of the longest ones.
We'll be right back after these messages from our sponsors. We'd like to thank our sponsor, Mack Weldon. The holiday season is here, and with it come the yearly questions of what do I wear to non-ugly sweater parties, and how do I maximize my time savoring holiday moments, and minimize my time shopping for gifts? Fear not, weary holiday wanderer. Mack Weldon has all the answers. Whether it's an office party, a party with family and friends, or just a holiday party of you, your couch, and a game on TV, Mack Weldon has all the essentials to keep you stylish and comfortable throughout the season. And their innovative daily wear system has taken the hard work out of outfit planning with pieces designed to work together for any occasion, saving you time and sparing you any extra holiday stress. Who wants that? Not me. We're talking top-notch tops, best-selling bottoms, and underwear and accessories that will please even the scroogiest guys on your list. With Mack Weldon, your holiday heavy lifting will be complete within minutes. And I should know, I'm wearing their boxers right now. They feel amazing. The material is excellent. I just love my Mack Weldon boxers. It's the best thing that's ever happened to me this year. Thank you, Mack Weldon. And I am definitely one of the scroogiest gods out there, too, so I qualify. This holiday season, every guy deserves to wear unforgettable clothes that he loves for the moments with loved ones that he'll never forget. Aww, that's why Mack Weldon is always on my holiday list for giving and getting. For 20% off your first order, visit MackWeldon.com/GodPod and enter the promo code GodPod. That's MackWeldon.com/GodPod. Promo code GodPod for 20% off Mack Weldon. Get it right this holiday season, humans. And we're back, and it's time for Ask God. And our angel patrons have come up with some good questions.
Awesome. Lord Bacon XSV said, what is God's favorite part of his palace? Does he have one particular room he's more proud of than others?
Wow.
That's a great question, because I don't even know this.
So, like many of you, my favorite room in the house is my throne room. Not my actual throne room. You know, my bathroom.
Same.
It's just where I go, I lock the door, you know, I turn on the vent, I turn on the heat, I've got a bidet that can wash my ass.
You know what I call that room? My fortress of solid twos.
Solid.
That's my
fortress of solitude.
Yeah, exactly.
You have a bidet, huh? I didn't know that.
I've mentioned this multiple times.
Oh, I guess I've missed it before. I don't like this.
Yeah, well, I shield this bathroom from your vision, so that it will never be used by anyone.
That's smart. I would use it if I could, because that's good that you shield it. Mine, I can't afford a bidet, so I just hover a little higher, so when I go, it splashes up. And that's my bidet. That's it. TMI.
Okay, it's like $100 But, it's my bathroom throne room is also my panic room. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Multiple uses.
That's great, because it's a panic room as well. For many reasons, it's a panic room.
For many reasons. I'm surfing Twitter while I'm there. I'm panicking.
You know what I really want in my bathroom? A heated towel rack.
What?
These are huge in Europe.
Does that
exist? So you get out of the shower, and you dry off with a nice warm towel.
Nice.
I want that. That's what I want from my Secret Santa.
Oh, no, I need that. Yeah. Wow. Heated towel rack. Damn.
Ugh. Yeah. And if you're really fancy, you have a heated floor, but that's the most bougie people.
Wow.
Well, yeah. I mean, in hell.
Right. Every floor is a heated floor.
That's the nice part about it. And the water pressure there is just insane. Anyway, there's your answer. That's my favorite part of the palace. Next question.
Oh, here's one for Jesus. Hey, Jesus, I randomly found what I'm assuming is a large beef bone just sitting on the sidewalk near my state office job in upstate New York. Did your puppy, was that Cerberus?
Something like
Cerberus. Lose it? Is Krampus getting an early start? Should I be on the lookout for zombie state workers?
Wow.
Sir, yes, that was a human bone, and I wish you called police. Sir, madam, I wish you called police because you just were a witness to some evidence of a murder.
That question is from C2. C2, we hope you're okay. Watch out for Krampus and Cerberus and the zombie apocalypse also. You never know. You never know when that's going to start.
I feel like on every episode of the show, my dog has a different name.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember Cerberus.
You don't remember your dog, Cerberus?
No, I think we've come
that's
up with
so
other names.
That's so fucked up. Here.
I think we've come up with
just
other
Google
names.
Google search Cerberus dog, yo.
Oh, God. Three-headed dog.
Yeah.
Looks like Fluffy from Harry Potter.
The three-headed dog of the underworld.
My dog is not three-headed.
This is more like Satan's dog.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
No, okay.
Guarding his bedroom
door. That's why you don't remember it. We should ask Satan about this dog. I bet he's sweet. Yeah. All right. Next question is from Squirrel Laconi. Moses, when the 10 million names of God are finished being written, will all the stars fade before or after their faithful are ascended to heaven?
Well, isn't something it mentions in the Bible, and the stars will be falling from heaven and the powers in the heavens will be shaken. Aren't the stars supposed to fall?
So I guess this is all a reference to something in the Bible. Is that it?
Yeah. It's saying, you know, first of all, let me tell you something.
Is it who's writing the 10 million names of me?
I'm not.
Yeah. Can we get a count on where they're at?
I'm assuming, I think.
Yeah, I'll work on that.
I'm not sure what exactly the question is. I mean, will all of them fade before or after they're not going to fade. They're just not going to.
Mm-hmm. Well, not at the same time.
No. And there's a reference in the Bible how they're going to fall to earth, which is impossible because stars.
How incredibly self-centered.
Yeah. Stars can't fall to the earth because they're larger than earth. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's the bottom line. I'm sorry, you know, and actually the flat earthers believe this too.
Humans are the most self-centered of the universe people in the multiverse. It's crazy. That was deep stuff.
Yeah, it was.
Black holes. James asked Jesus Christ, why are nails, hammer, or a nail gun mean gifts for you? I thought that you were a carpenter. Wouldn't they actually be useful gifts for you?
Yes, they are useful, but James, everybody knows me as a carpenter. I've been getting these gifts for centuries. I have enough. I have enough nails. I have enough hammers. I have enough nail guns.
It's
just think a little deeper. That's all I meant when I made that comment.
It's the thought that counts, and the thought behind that is are they really getting it for you because you're a carpenter, or are they getting it for you as a joke?
You're not known as a carpenter. You're known as the guy that was on the cross. Come on.
With the nails in his hands.
Yeah, that's what they know.
A nail gun is, okay, let's just, I mean, nails, okay, over the line. Uh-huh. A hammer is one thing. That's kind of, you know, disconnected. But a nail gun?
I don't need that.
Anything nails or nail gun, I'm just going to say out of bounds.
It's triggering.
Yeah.
I have too many.
Your claim to fame, they're joking because your claim to fame is the, nobody cares that you're a carpenter. Your claim to fame
is
being
all
on
about
the
cross. Your death. Yeah, exactly. The stigmata.
Right.
So there's your answer. Just get him a heated towel rack and be done with it.
Yes. Thank you.
It's time for Conspiracy Corner with Moses.
All right. Now what is this I see here?
I saw this on Twitter and I just dropped it here. there's this conspiracy chart, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there's, anyway, it's just a list of different conspiracies, you know, and how they're ranked on how crazy they are.
Right.
So.
Yeah, I see. There's, and I'll say this, that at the very top, the most intense are the detached from reality conspiracy chart, which is Holocaust denial and QAnon.
Right.
That's up there.
Yep.
And the bottom one is pretty much speculation line, which includes Watergate and the FBI spied on MLK, you know, stuff like that. So that's interesting.
Yeah. But, is this, did you like this? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I did. Now,
all right, good job, God.
Today's conspiracy is, I know I always say, oh, this is one of my favorites. This is by far one of my favorites. And I'll tell you why. Here goes. Here's the headline. Stevie Wonder is not blind. He's not.
What?
Okay. Oh. Now listen to this.
All of your conspiracies are related to like popular music. I'm noticing
that.
A trend.
Are they really?
Yeah. Well, yeah, the Beatles one.
Okay, well, I'll branch out a bit. I'll branch out a bit. My apologies, but these are some of my favorites. Stevie Wonder isn't blind. So the late NBA star Daryl Dawkins, whose nickname Chocolate Thunder, had claimed that the music legend can see. And that's where it started.
Really?
This is a weak one, but there's a picture of Stevie Wonder taking a photo of Michael Jackson wax statue, which is probably just a joke, him being funny.
Right.
But the most convincing one is a video on YouTube during a White House performance by a bunch of musicians for Obama. Paul McCartney runs back to the piano and he knocks over the mic stand. Stevie Wonder leans over it and catches it as it's falling.
So?
He's not blind.
He's got excellent hearing. Haven't you ever fucking heard of Daredevil?
Listen, the music was so loud. Everybody's playing. It was live on stage. There's no way.
And he spent his whole life playing on stage and adjusting to that much noise. Come on.
But if the mic is getting knocked over, that's something that is very unexpected. How would he have time to react so quickly?
And it also can be very loud. And it can be very loud.
If you watch the video, you'll have to watch the video.
Maybe it was a lucky grab also.
Well, okay. But
he's aware of where things are around him.
Let me tell you, he sits courtside at NBA games, okay? Come on. He sits courtside.
Good for him. He likes to hear the squeaks of the sneakers on the floor.
Maybe he does.
How dare you malign Mr. Wonder.
I think I
got your back, Stevie. I got you. This is bullshit.
Everybody just YouTube Stevie Wonder catching a mic stand.
I never met a fucking conspiracy theory I liked.
I'm watching the video now.
Yes.
I'm convinced. Convinced.
Real quick. It lasts right 9 here. Seconds. You have to watch it, God.
Okay. Where is this?
Send that to him.
Here. I'm going to put it in the Slack.
It's 9 seconds long. You got to watch this.
1.5 million views. 1.5 million people are debating this.
That's so dumb.
Come on.
This is so wrong. Okay, let me just watch this video real quick.
You
is Stevie Blunder? Is Stevie Blunder? No, his name is not Stevie Blunder.
Someone in the comments said his Stevie senses were tingling.
Oh my God! Come on.
Yeah, he's
that's
not
it.
Blind.
That's not. Come on. He was right there. He was clapping his hands.
Yeah.
And while he was clapping,
it was loud. God.
While
was
he
loud.
Was clapping, it fell on his arm.
No,
because he kind of leans down. Yeah.
Okay, I'm watching the slow mo.
Yeah, watch it in slow mo. Look at that.
Put a link to this in the show notes so
yeah,
others
please
can
do.
Watch.
Please do.
Hmm.
He's not blind.
He's.
Oh, look, see? Mm-hmm. God might be going for it now.
Interesting, isn't it, God?
Very interesting. Yeah.
It's interesting, but it happens. So I think his body was just in the position. And, you know, come on. You're going to tell me that Stevie Wonder, on that alone, you're going to accuse this man of faking being blind his entire life?
I'll look up more evidence, but that one is pretty much the clincher for me.
Why? And let me ask you this. Why wouldn't it, like, be a news story that was exposed then?
Because, he, just like any
You don't think some reporter wouldn't love to have that on their, you know,
You
gotcha.
Know how many stories have been squashed by money, by other things? It's out there.
See,
it's just
why. It's all because big money celebrities control the world. I get it. This is where it's all going, isn't it?
Right.
Big Stevie Wonder Industries is squashing all the truth from getting out, man.
Right. Hey, I'll tell you, also, Surrey Cruz is actually Chris Klein's kid. I'm going to throw that out there, too, just to change things up here. Katie Holmes.
Again, it's not Shane. It's still in the world of entertainment.
Oh, come on. That's where all the conspiracy theories are. Everybody knows about QAnon and stuff. I just wanted to make it more, you know.
Exciting. Right, I guess. I guess. Yeah. You want to make it more approachable. Right, right.
How epic would it be if Stevie Wonder came out on his deathbed and just said, you know, his final words were, "I'm not blind."
Right.
The wonder of it all, I could see the whole time.
I want his last words to be, "Moses was right." And that's it.
Moses was right.
On the God Pod 278.
Wow. Okay. Well, you are officially both in the reality denial category and have left.
No.
You have left reality. Okay.
This
and
you've right moved up there into with the Pizzagate. Next phase.
It's getting up there. I mean, that off of a tiny 4-second event.
Sometimes that's all it takes. Just one little moment where he slipped.
Here's the thing, folks. When you engage in magical thinking, it's really bad for you. Oh, it's fun. Oh, it's a fun little dessert to believe this is real. Right? 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 No! Mm-hmm. Your mental health is on the line. Oh. Okay? Your mind doesn't know the difference between, you know, jokes and reality. So just be careful. Just be careful. You know what I mean? Like, you're leave left reality, both of you. All right, moving on. Magical thinking is bad. This has been Conspiracy Corner with Moses. Thank you, Moses. That was awesome.
Of course, thank you.
It's time for Ask Humans. This week, I asked humans many questions on Twitter, but I think my favorite one, it's not really a question, it's more of a request. I said, summarize the Bible in 4 words. Yeah, and we got some good answers here.
Ooh, good.
Deific Clusterfuck says, interesting bit of fiction. Cynthia says, I'll do it in 2. Fairy tales. I'm sorry, you actually said I'll do it in 2. That's like 5 more words. Good read, badly interpreted. Okay, I'm going to have to go ahead and disagree with you on it being a good read. SDB says, it's only a parable. Okay, and that got a lot of likes. 136 likes, SDB, good job. But I'm going to have to go ahead and say it's is actually 2 words. So this is not 4. This doesn't count.
Wow.
Jim Cahill says mythology written by men. Okay. Okay. I like it. You stuck to the 4 words. Well done. Jason Gansetto says source of all atrocities. Wow.
Of all atrocities?
Going hard.
Yeah.
It's just a book. Again, people, it's is 2 words. Am I Moses?
I agree.
Thank you.
Yeah, definitely.
Fucking idiots.
That bothered
right.
me.
Yeah.
Come on.
Morons. You're all morons. Okay. That's enough. Good job, humans. We get it. You don't like the Bible. Neither do I. It makes me look like such a prick. Okay. TV talk time. What have you been watching, gang? Anything good?
The Great. Been watching The Great.
What's that? The it's Great
on,
what?
It's on Hulu. It's just called The Great. About Catherine the Great, Peter the Great.
Oh,
but it's
okay.
It's a dark comedy, and it's got Elle Fanning.
Yeah.
Dakota Fanning's little sister. Really good. Very funny. And it's got the...
Yeah, so is it really good?
It's hilarious. I love it.
Is it great?
It is great. Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Okay, great.
Oh. And I started to watch the Beatles documentary on Disney Plus.
Oh.
Yeah, of course. You being old,
yes,
are constitutionally required.
Absolutely.
And he's using it as research for his Paul is Dead theory.
Right.
Exactly.
Have they brought that up?
No, they did not.
So no. Did you complete the whole thing?
No, I'm going to go with episode 3, the final part 3 tonight.
Okay.
Fun. That looks great.
Not as good, not as great as The Great, but, you know, good.
Exactly.
I haven't watched anything new over the past week other than The Princess Switched Again. It's one of those really bad Netflix Christmas movies.
Oh, boy.
What?
I love that for you. It's such a Jesus thing to do.
Yeah, it's really bad. But, you know, sometimes a trashy Christmas
movie is
fun.
Was this one of those movies where the people switch bodies?
Yeah, well, it's one actress playing 3 different people, Vanessa Hudgens.
Okay.
And there's a 3rd movie that just came out, and I'm fearing she actually plays 4 in this next one, because you gotta, you know, you gotta one up. No.
Okay.
No.
Did you enjoy yourself?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
It put me in the holiday spirit.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
I watched this latest South Park movie that came out on Paramount Plus, and it was showed them the kids when they're all grown up.
Oh, how was it?
Yeah, and COVID is still happening, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it was hilarious.
Okay.
You saw it too, right, Moses?
Yes, I did. I loved it.
There's going to be another one coming, so I'm looking forward to that.
Okay.
And I watched Succession, the latest episode, of course. I've been seeing some people saying that Succession is boring.
I don't know if it's the most exciting season, but I thought this episode was pretty good. The one 2 weeks ago.
I think there's a, you know what, there's two more episodes left.
Yes.
Just wait until the end.
Yeah, that's fair.
This
isn't a TV show, but I went to a theater to see House of Gucci, starring Adam Driver, Lady Gaga, Jared Leto.
I heard that was horrible. Is that true?
I actually really liked it. I kind of heard some complaints too, so I went in with a lower bar, but it was actually pretty funny throughout. It didn't drag, even though it was 2.5 hours.
How was Lady Gaga? I heard she was terrible.
No! See,
I hear that people who refer to her as Lady Gaga will like anything she's in. It's Lady Gaga.
I think there's something to be said for the fact that she's a very talented musician and actress. She is a great actress, and I won't hear otherwise. It's got a great cast: Al Pacino, Jeremy Irons, Adam Driver, Jared Leto.
Jared Leto.
And I really liked it. I seriously liked it. I was expecting worse, but it exceeded my expectations. So yeah.
You know what would be a good title for a movie about us or about me?
What?
Because it's all about me. Act of God.
Act of God.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I thought you were gonna.
What about the facts of God?
The take facts them all. The facts.
Okay.
Of God.
Moving on. It's time for a new segment called "Can I Get an Amen?"
Oh, fun!
And I saw this tweet from at Aardvarsk, who said, "I think we learn about other planets too young. They should keep it from us until we're like 16, then be like, guess the fuck what."
That's pretty great.
It's pretty great. Huge tweet. Well said, Aardvarsk. I think this is good because, you know, you're throwing too much at the kids. It's like, guess what? God, Jesus, Santa. Oh, also other planets, aliens. Cowboys, fucking robots, choo-choo trains, Elmo. It's too much.
Donald Trump.
It's too much. Donald Dump. Exactly. Donald Dump, Donald Duck. Go easy on them kids. They're overstimulated. What do you think, Moses?
Yeah, no, I agree. I love this tweet. I love because not only is it funny, but we should totally do that. Just no need to learn, just when they're, and that's a perfect age to do it. When they're teenagers and they're kind of a little rebellious, it's like, oh, yeah, calm the fuck down because guess what's out there? It's great.
I mean, the problem is that they start learning how to use the internet.
Right.
You know,
very early.
By the time they're like 9.
Right.
So they already know about all the hardcore porn by the time they're 12. So how do you keep something like that a secret at this
point? Porn or the planets?
The planets, not the porn.
Oh, okay, right.
I mean, yeah, maybe they shouldn't be looking at that shit too, damn it, while we're on it. And also, what's up with all this online gambling happening? Is anybody seeing this Caesar Sportsbook fucking Barstool Sports?
Oh, yeah.
It's been around. It's been around forever. We're just
hearing
more about
it. It's more... No,
more states
it's been around forever,
legalizing it. Yeah.
It's more like everywhere all the time. Every fucking ad you see online.
It's probably huge
business.
There's
Caesar Sportsbook.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're making billions of dollars, and it's immoral.
Yeah.
Okay? Like, this is ruining people's fucking lives, and they don't even leave their house. Like, they lose everything, and then they, commit a murder-suicide. Just,
right.
What the fuck? Just throw it in the burning pile of problems that America can't solve. It's just fucking nuts.
They lose everything while sitting on the couch in their home. At least with a casino, you have to go somewhere. Like, this is way too easy.
At least at the casino, you get, free drinks.
Right. Yeah, somebody's waiting on you.
And they don't even let you count cards at the casino. They're like, oh, dude, if you play too well at a casino, they escort you out.
Right.
Sorry.
The house always wins.
Yep. You're winning
the house
too much.
Of Gucci, the house of casino. Yeah, so get rid of casinos is my point. But thank you about the idea for the planets, Aardvark. Love your mind. Okay, so Jesus, you said that you went, where did you go recently? You went to a movie?
A movie theater, yep.
Are you out of your mind?
Well, look, I got my booster shot a little over a week ago.
Yeah, but...
I was wearing a mask in between drinking from my flask and... Truly,
you have a Jesus flask?
Yeah, I brought a flask this time. I didn't want the God, the alcohol.
What was in the flask?
I fear how you will react. Have you guys heard of this new peanut butter whiskey?
Wow.
What? Yeah, called Screwball. I'm sure some of our listeners have. It's huge right now. It's the new Fireball. Screwball.
Wow.
Peanut butter like... flavored whiskey. It's so good. So I put this in a flask and brought it to House of Gucci.
Does it just taste like peanut butter?
Yeah, it really does. And
how many calories?
I'm not sure. I don't think they put the nutrition labels on this.
Do they have it in chunky?
No, they don't. I do love chunky peanut butter. Are you a chunky peanut butter fan?
I prefer chunky, but okay.
Same. It's a good question. I'll write to them and ask.
Wow, Jesus.
Yeah.
So you got sloshed.
Yeah.
And,
so I did have my booster shot. I had a mask on. Look, I'm trying to live my life again, you know?
Okay, but here's the problem, Jesus. New COVID just dropped.
Yeah.
That's right. It's called the Omicron variant.
Omicron. Terrible
Omicron
name.
Omicron variant is here.
Terrible name.
And people are freaking out.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the deal with this? Have you learned anything about it? Because, you know me, I don't read articles. Can you explain it? Someone else did the work for me.
So if I understand this correctly, the fear around the Omicron variant, whatever, is that its mutation is very different compared to the others, and it potentially can spread much more easily. But there still are a lot of questions about it. We really don't have firm answers right now. I did hear on television the other day that the people who have had this variant aren't getting as sick, so that's good. But there's just a lot of questions around it right now. We just don't have solid answers.
Mm-hmm. They still don't know if, like, the virus works on it.
The vaccine, you mean? Yeah. We don't know how effective the vaccines will be. I think that's why everybody's scared right now.
It's terrifying. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Omicron Percy 8. Anyone else watch Futurama?
No. Have a great Christmas, everybody.
Yeah.
I'm afraid of Omicron.
Oh yeah, God. What a wild year. There was like 1 month where everyone was like, we can just walk outside without masks now. It's cool. It's over.
Hot facts summer.
Mm-hmm. And now masks are everywhere. So sorry, everybody. I meant to get you something good, but what happened again? Oh, yeah. That infinite human greed of the companies. They could have, you know. They could have given the vaccine to the countries and people in the world that actually wanted it. But these companies that have the trademark aren't letting them have it. Is that true? They don't have enough vaccines in the rest of the world because they're like, you have to buy it. They're like, oh, you want the Pfizer vaccine? You got to buy it.
Yeah.
And they're not sharing the information. So it costs money for these countries to get it, right?
Something like that. I don't know.
They're trying to vaccinate the world, but it's just the supply chain issues.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And I know Biden's been sending tons of vaccines overseas. He just commented on that, actually.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Good job.
Yeah. For
good
free.
Man. Good man.
Mm-hmm. Good. Okay, that's good. That's good. But yeah, man, it sure seems like if they had just shared the information about how to make it earlier on, some of this could have been avoided. But people have to make money off of this shit, apparently. So that's fucked up. Remember in an Independence Day when they discovered how to bring those sons of bitches down?
Right.
And they got them the fucking, you know, Morse code device and sent it around the world. And they brought those sons of bitches down. In real life, they're like, fuck you, pay me.
Yeah. And in real life, Randy Quaid's the last person you want to tell this information to.
He's the last person you want, you know, in the cockpit of a fucking F-22 fighter jet. Okay. That's enough of that. It's time for the lighter side of the news.
Oh, thank goodness. Woman sells farts in a jar for $1,000 a pop. Yep.
Genius.
Yep.
Wow. So this woman, how did she do this?
Oh my gosh. I'm reading the article now on god.daily.com.
Oh yeah. So it's because she's pretty, right?
It is because she's pretty. She annihilates her bowel system every day with beans, protein powder, yogurt, and eggs.
Wow.
I love that sentence.
In order to meet the demand.
Right. So she can
keep. Wow. She sold like 97 units in 2 days.
Jesus.
Which means that she had to produce 97 farts. Not in 2 days, I guess. You know, there might be, you might expect some shipping delays.
And she writes a personalized note for her customer. Nice touch.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. So this, what do you call this? Like fecal-philiac? Fartophiliac?
I call it brilliant. That's what I call it.
Wow. And she uses look at this. She has a cork top. That's fancy. It's $1,000 a pop for a hot woman's farts.
I mean, I'm not a hot woman, but I could be a fucking billionaire right now if I thought of this a while ago. This is a daily occurrence for me. I'm like, wow.
Why don't you hop online, Moses?
Right.
And see what Moses' farts are going for.
Onlyfarts.com. Onlyfarts. Let's start that. Good God.
Love it.
Oh, my goodness. Is that available? Moses, you're good. You're so good with URLs.
I don't know. I just said that right now. I should probably.
It's check. Definitely taken.
You know, oh, okay. Probably is. Yeah.
I'm just gonna.
Speaking of URLs, I gotta
beat Moses to it.
I love the one on your site, God. God.daily.com/jarfarts. That's the whole URL /jarfarts.
Oh, damn it! Onlyfarts.com is already purchased by someone.
Yeah.
It's unavailable. Yeah, no.
I'm going to it. I'm afraid to see what's going to be.
They're always
here.
ten steps ahead of us. Okay, well.
But MosesFarts.com is available.
Oh man, what about God farts?
Okay. God.
I've got it. God farts.
Moses, I love finding farts. When you check on GoDaddy, it's like, yay, MosesFarts.com is available.
like you're like the excitement you get. You're like, yeah. It's all ahead of me. I'm going to become huge.
Yeah.
MosesFarts.com.
By the way, Godfarts is taken. So.
I know. I just saw that.
Oh, okay.
No.
Everything with my name, it's instantly taken.
Yeah.
I bet Satan bought it. So in some other news, man pranks conservative radio show by fitting punk band names into a rant. Do you want to listen
really?
To this?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. We have got Bill on the line. He's calling from here in Nashua. Hi, Bill.
Hi, Liz. How are you?
Fantastic. How are you?
Good. You know, I think one of my main problems is I'm a Republican in a fairly liberal area, and at times I feel like everyone is just like against me. So I feel like what we need to do is listen to what our descendants told us, because in the past we refused to live like a life of agony. I'm just, I'm sick of it all. I'm sick of people thinking we're just a minor threat, you know? Enough of that Fugazi. I mean, a lot of these people, they just got bad brains and they're misfits who wave, a black flag. They're practically anti-flag. I think we need to converge and help the youth of today, because every time you blink, 182 kids, they go missing. So I don't think we should be exploited anymore. We need to rise against, or, they're going to have to deal with the fallout, boy.
Yeah, you're absolutely.
They're all like nodding
brilliant.
Along.
Brilliantly executed. Saved the most obvious one for the very last.
The only thing that bothers me about that is that you put Misfits, Black Flag, and then Fallout Boy in the same category as punk.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, and Blink 182. But anyway, It's still funny.
Say Blink 182?
He did. He did. Oh, Blink and 182 missing kids or something.
Oh, like I missed that. Yeah. Oh,
very funny. Very clever.
Wow, that's funny. I'm very so clever. Dumb.
Every time you blink, 182 kids or something like that, he said.
Right, right.
My new strategy is I take like these edibles, you know, like gummies. It's working really well, keeping me happy. But I am also dumb.
Yeah, you're missing more when you're on
I'm
these
missing
edibles.
More. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so thanks, edibles.
I love how at the end of that, the lady, the host, was like, oh, okay, yeah, yeah. And she was like, just had no idea.
Oh, yeah, they loved him.
Yeah. In some other news, Kid Rock gets lit up for new song and video about how snowflakes are being mean to him. And the song is called Don't Tell Me How to Live.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. He compares himself to David Lee Roth, Bruce Springsteen, Brad Pitt, and
it's a total business model. Just pretend you're being attacked,
right?
And then complain about cancel/woke culture,
and everybody eats it up.
Yeah,
yeah.
Well,
you're so right.
A certain demographic eats it up.
Right.
It's so true, man. It's so true. Just like on Joe Rogan when he talked to Alex Jones, and people are like, "What?"
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you know that Joe Rogan, like Spotify, they removed some episodes when he first started because they with Alex Jones and with, you know, the founder of the Proud Boys. And then as soon as he got on there, one of the first people he interviewed was Alex Jones, and they haven't done shit about it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they're all just happy to make money and don't care what the fuck kind of dangerous shit is being spread out there. And that's probably wrong.
Absolutely.
Right.
Fuck you, Spotify. No, the God Pod will probably no longer be available on Spotify.
No, we can say whatever we want.
Fucking Spotify.
Weird Al had a great response to this Kid Rock story. He said, to everybody that's congratulating me right now on my new Kid Rock parody video, let me clarify, that's not me. That's actually Kid Rock.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh, well done, Weird Al. Come on the God Pod.
Yeah. All right, next story. Walmart pulls children's toy that swears and sings in Polish about doing cocaine.
What?
How did they miss this?
Oh, my goodness. I want this. There's a toy that swears and sings in Polish.
Wow.
About doing cocaine. And it's a dancing cactus.
Yeah, it was sold for $26.
Wow.
Oh, man, it's worth $2,600.
It's about taking 5 grams of cocaine and being alone. It's a very depressing song.
Yeah, but I mean, it's how many were made. This is a work of art. Yeah. I want it.
And whoever snuck this in is a genius.
You said it's $26?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Oh, yeah.
$6
sorry.
Over our limit.
That's right. Yeah.
All right. Well,
I'll see if I can find this on eBay.
Guess we got hard rules about that. So,
okay. And our final story in this section, passenger claims woman breastfed cat on board flight. Ooh, boy.
Oh, wow. Oy. Not a fan. Not a fan.
Breastfeeding a cat?
And in public?
Well, it's not. Yeah. It's just the fact that it's in public.
Wait. Are you for freeing the nipple or not?
I am. But.
Curveball. What if it's a cat?
Yeah, exactly. Curveball. It's a cat.
You can milk a cat, can't you, Greg? Anyway. This is not borderline. This is over the line.
Yeah.
Over the line. If you're breastfeeding a baby, that's one thing. But a cat is not a baby.
No.
And just because you call it your fur baby, it's not a baby. Damn it. It's a cat.
That's crazy. It's so crazy. I'm just trying to visualize, but I'm not trying to visualize, but I can't help it. I'm told.
What happens?
Well, it's been a week. A lot of stuff has happened. A lot of fun, crazy, wacky stuff in 1 week can happen and build up.
Yeah. This is what happens when you go out in society. You start seeing what people are up to, and it's never.
Just if you're on board a flight, just be happy if the people behind you don't extend their naked foot over into your area.
Yeah, Or the people in front of you happen. Don't put your seat back.
Yeah, well, that's a whole other ethical situation, okay? Mm-hmm. But if someone sticks your foot into your zone, anything is fair game. If I see this all the time. People are mad that you put your seat back, but you can put your seat back.
Yeah. No, I'm just saying, I'm not saying it's a problem. I'm just saying feel lucky if they don't.
Yeah. Feel lucky if you survive. You're flying through outer space.
Yeah. I got to say, God, I am one of those people who accidentally brings my feet too far towards the seat in front of me because I like stretching out. Then I accidentally play footsies and then I pull it back. I always pull it back.
Boy. And you're always wearing sandals too, right, Jesus?
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
No,
Crocs? You wear Crocs?
Yeah, I shouldn't have brought this up.
And you're desperately in need of a pedicure.
Oh, my goodness.
I just like stretching out. I forget that I'm about to play footsie with people and then... But I always pull it back, like I said. I'll start wearing socks.
Wow. Wow, Jesus.
Wow.
You did come to turn people against each other with that shit. It's time for the religious news.
Christian author recounts story of lizard person pretending to be her husband and demonically attempting to seduce her.
I mean, once you recount, I mean, once it's out there, you can't really go, just kidding.
Wait. Let me get this straight. She told everybody that a lizard person pretended to be your husband and attempted to seduce her.
Yeah.
So she cheated on her husband?
It sounds like it. Yeah.
Wait, but then she recounted it. I mean, then she's like, I don't understand what's wrong with
that. Okay, so Hemet Mehta reported on this saying, elaborating, End Times preacher Sharon Gilbert says that an alien imitated her husband and then it tried to have sex with her. And then it claimed to be Xerxes. And then Jesus got involved. And then the alien turned out to be a reptile with a posse of gargoyles. Jesus, is true?
No. None of this is true. Okay. She was cheating on her husband. And then she got me involved. It's silly.
She's getting out ahead of it with this bullshit. Very coy, Sharon Gilbert. We're going to be watching you.
In some other religious news, mom explains why she's teaching her daughters that virginity is a myth. She said...
Wow.
She said, it is a patriarchal concept used to control women and serves no purpose other than making women feel bad about ourselves. Just because some guy randomly sticks his penis in you at some point in your life does not change your worth. It does not change who you are. It doesn't do anything other than it happened.
Right. I agree. And do it, you know what? Explain it to boys, too.
Yeah.
Because they're like, oh man, gotta lose my virginity. Otherwise, you know, I'm a little bitch.
I'm not a man. Yeah.
Right. You know, I gotta lose my virginity by the time I'm 15 or No, it's okay. No one's getting laid. It's not just you.
Especially over the past couple of years. Because of the pandemic.
You know, just don't worry about it.
Mm-hmm.
It'll happen when I decide.
And when it does, we'll be watching.
If you're not getting laid, just blame me. All right.
Why, God, get me laid? All right.
Now let's give the world audience some news.
Okay. Canada releases 50 million pounds from maple syrup reserve amid global shortage. Oh.
Fuck yeah, Canada.
Smart.
Wow.
Smart.
So there's a global shortage of maple syrup.
Is anything safe right now?
Nothing. No. Nothing is safe.
Wow.
But, you know, good job, Canada. You always have everyone's back. You know, you're always there for the world, Canada. I know I spew a lot of anger at the USA, but you're pretty chill. You know, if you need 50 billion gallons of maple syrups, Canada's there for you. I'm just gonna say that. And if you're Canadian, good on you. Well done.
This is good for their image, too. We can always rely on Canada to continue supplying the maple syrup. We appreciate that.
How many other million pounds do they have in reserve?
Makes you wonder. Who even knew they had a reserve? Like, this is crazy.
Like, strategic global reserve of maple syrup.
For what? Have they been saving it for pandemics? Like,
not just syrup, you know.
It's just an overflow. They're like, may as well save all this. I mean, you know, I don't know if they had any plans for it.
Here's the main thing. It's something that rich people like. Right. So there's an endless supply of strategic reserves. Anyway, it's time for, oh no, it's time for the U.S. news.
You should intro it that way every time. Oh no.
Oh no.
QAnon believers still waiting for JFK Jr. in Dallas. They are now singing Michael Jackson's We Are the World. Ooh.
By the way, excuse me, that's Michael Jackson and Lionel Richie's We Are the World. Thank you very much.
Thank you for clarifying.
Wait. So they're still there. They've been there for months. They're waiting for JFK Jr., who's been dead for 20 years. And keep in mind that QAnon is totally 100% worried about, like, pedophiles or something. They think the left is all pedophiles and that they're saving the children. And they're singing the Michael Jackson song, We Are the World. Lot to take apart there. There's a lot involved in there. And I just want to say to them singing We Are the World, no, you are the fuck not.
Amen.
Jeez.
All right, on to some other news. January 6th, organizers used anonymous burner phones to communicate with White House and Trump family. Sources say
this feels like a big story.
Oh yeah, I mean, they're also pointing at Eric Trump being kind of the spearheading the whole burner phone, which is not
the head
hard.
Idiot.
Yeah, right. It's not hard to believe. I mean, nobody's really shocked. It's just such big news. It's like, of course they're using burner phones. Of course.
And this was a huge on the internet, like this Rolling Stone article. But did this get reported in like the cable news channels at all?
It did on MSNBC.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It did.
Was it like wall-to-wall coverage, or was it just like, you know?
I wouldn't say wall-to-wall. It was definitely mentioned, but it wasn't mentioned enough.
Mm-hmm.
This is coming from someone who watches all four channels at the same time. So there you go.
Yeah. They really got to do something about this. This is, this shit can't stand, man.
Right.
Well, I think the investigations are continuing. That may have been how this got out, so.
Oh, the investigations are definitely continuing. They're still going on.
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard to, you know, keep hope and stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
When you're like, they still haven't done anything. But
unfortunately, all this legal stuff takes a while.
Especially after the whole, and then after the whole Mueller report too, everyone's like, oh, Mueller's going to do this, blah 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 blah. Yeah. And then it's the end of the day, they're like, blah blah blah, technicality. You can do whatever you want.
Yeah.
Not enough evidence. Oh, anonymous burner phones. Oh, Trump gave a speech and told them, we're going to walk down there. And then he hopped into a tent. That, you know, not enough evidence.
Right, right. And then, of course, yeah, the House, the Senate was being infiltrated, and he just stood back and watched on television.
Like, Joe Rogan was spreading the conspiracy that there was a government agent that coordinated all those people to go down there and do this, that it was a government agent. Yes, you're right, Joe, it was a government agent. His name was Donald fucking Trump.
Right
What are you, you all lost your fucking minds. You have, and I'm disappointed. Building on that note, U.S. added to list of backsliding democracies for first time. What can you say? Who did that? Who did that to you? Who did you dirty? The International Idea think tank.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Pointing to a visible deterioration that began in 2019. I mean, can you be surprised, though? Look at all that.
No. I'm joking. Yes, obviously they're right to do so. And backsliding is really too nice of a word. It's more like free falling.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway.
It's all moved very quickly.
Thanks again. For the news, humans, you're keeping us entertained. You know, the U.S. is a total shit show. Canada is awesome. And COVID, Kevin COVID's still out there doing his thing, man.
Yes.
He's Omicron now. So that's your update for the week. It's good to be back with you, Jesus and Moses. Let's discuss
Likewise.
The possible titles for this episode.
Okay.
Number one. We are not the world.
I like that.
Or I could maybe more accurately, it'd be like, you are not the world. I don't know.
Right.
Number two, God bless Canada. Okay.
Likeable.
Pandery. Mm-hmm. Number three, why virginity is a myth. We didn't really talk about that. We talked about someone else who talked about that. Number four, swearing toys with cocaine problems.
Mm.
No? Okay. Number five, Immortal Kombat.
Clever.
That's like the deity Squid Games thing?
Yeah.
Okay. Number six, Angry God versus Chill Jesus. I don't know. I was really stoned. Number seven, God finds out he's fictional. What? Who wrote this one?
Wasn't me.
That's insulting. Number eight, God drops new variant. That wasn't me.
Right.
I like this title, though.
You like this one?
I like the idea of dropping a new variant like it's a freaking single from Nicki Minaj.
Number nine, God has a panic attack every day.
Well, that's every headline every day.
Number 10, God is heavily in debt and might lose heaven.
No.
I should not have. No. That's everything's okay, Jesus.
Oh, good.
don't worry. Number 11, God loses 6 pounds.
Hey,
that's
nice
me.
Job.
I'm just proud. Just wanted to say that.
Are these titles or are these just like things you've been wanting to tell us and you're getting to them in this segment?
<You're> right.
Number 15, God says be good, damn it. And then I also slipped in onlyfarts.com, but that's already taken. So, you know, if you have any better ideas, fam, let me know. But this is what we got.
I mean, you know.
These are all terrible, God.
Chunky peanut butter whiskey, I like, but, you know, that's something else. Chunky peanut butter whiskey farts in a bottle. I don't know.
Covers a lot. I like number eight, dropping the new variant.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. I like that.
Or if you don't want to take the blame. Yeah, or if you don't want to take all the blame, just say like Earth drops new variant or Kevin COVID drops new variant. There you go.
Satan drops new variant. Ha ha! Now it fixed it for you. He's not here. Yeah, it's his fault, even if I'm really the one that did it. Okay, it's time for Bless, Smite, and Second Coming.
You know what? I'm going to start out here because I want to bless the human that came up with bottling her farts. We laugh and we think, oh, that's disgusting. But come on. She's making money. She's doing it on her own. You know what? Bless her. Bless her for doing it. I actually, I would like to smite Kid Rock just because I've always wanted to smite him. I just haven't mentioned him. Mm-hmm. But now I'd like to smite him. So I smite Kid Rock for a second coming. Those are the two I'm sticking with today. So there you go.
All right.
I'll bless Canada for keeping your most important export in reserves. The world appreciates you.
Amen.
And I actually want to smite the woman farting in jars just because I'm picturing the visual of her squatting over the jars and then farting and then quickly sealing them. The whole visual is very disgusting to me. So I'll smite it on that alone.
Interesting. Okay.
Second coming, more movies starring Lady Gaga. Can't wait for your next work, babe.
Wow. Okay.
Can I take back my smite and smite the pronunciation of Gaga?
Yes.
She is an actress.
Well done, Moses. Wait, what was your previous smite? I want to know who got
it. It was to Kid Rock, but that's, you know.
You can have an extra smite.
Okay, I want to extra smite the Gaga. It's
you
Gaga.
Get as many smites as you want, by the way.
How did you say actress, Jesus?
Actress, Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga.
All right, stop it. Stop it.
More like Lady Gag.
I'm gonna bottle up these pronunciations and send them to Moses.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I ain't buying.
Well, I guess I would like to bless the lady who's selling her farts in a jar for $1,000 a pop. More power to you. I look forward to investing in the new jar farts economy. I would like to bless the dude that pranked the conservative radio show with the punk band names. Well played, sir. Yeah. Well played. I would like to bless that mom that went viral for talking shit about virginity. And bless Canada, too. Lots of blessings this week.
Yeah.
Let me see.
I'll have to say, this is the first time. Sorry to interrupt. This is the first time that something's been blessed and smited in the same episode.
Not the first time.
Really?
No, I would like to smite Moses for interrupting me. no, I would like to smite the new Omicron variant that Satan just dropped.
Smite that name.
Oh, yeah.
And smite the companies that won't share the information more freely to defeat this horrible thing. Smite Kid Rock, smite the Christian author with her lizard person story. Nobody believes your little story. I would like to smite the QAnon believers, and I will smite the January 6 organizers and anyone involved in that. Somebody better smite them. Holy shit. And yeah, Second Coming. No Second Coming. Oh, more hearing about what Jesus has in his flask.
Sure.
Because I want to know, he's, you know, boom, he's got chunky peanut butter in there.
Whiskey. Vodka. Yeah.
Whiskey. You're a fascinating chap. All right. It's time for your new commandment. Thou shalt stop making commandments when no one listens to them. What the fuck are you even doing, God? You're such a pathetic weirdo.
Oh.
The Lord has spoken.
Way to hate on yourself going out.
Hey, you know, I didn't have nothing today. And I'm like, why am I even wasting my breath? They don't listen to the important ones.
Yeah, that's good.
So, fuck it. See you next time.